the day to everyone. But thank you for your prayers and for your support. If it weren't for y'all here, it would make it very difficult for Michael and I to... Okay. I'm nervous. It would make it very difficult for Michael and I to be there and do the ministry full-time. So again, thank you very much, and we're very, very appreciative to you all here. I wanted to share what it is I do as a missionary's wife and some of my responsibilities. Before I got married, when I was telling my boss that I was going to get married and I was going to go to Mexico and be a missionary's wife, she thought I was some lovesick person and I wasn't thinking straight and I was crazy, you know, but I have this plan for you and I have this plan, you can make this kind of money. And she asked me, well, why are you going? Why? What, you know, Terry, can't you wait? And all I could say was, I don't really know. I just know I can't wait. I know that the Lord wants me there, and I couldn't really give her a straight answer. I didn't know what exactly I was going to be doing. And up until recently, I really didn't know why I was there still. Just for the obvious, I'm going to help meet my husband. And that's a good thing, and that's a right thing, and that's why I'm there. But I didn't really know, well, what is a helpmeet? You know, what is it that I actually do to be a helpmeet? And in Titus 2:3, it says, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, Amen. To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And, of course, this is talking to the aged women, but in my case, I am the aged woman there, me and my mother-in-law.
Amen.
As most of you know, that most of our church consists of teenagers, early 20s, in that area. Most of them are not married. Actually, none of them. Some of them are planning, so on and so forth. And a lot of them, their parents aren't saved. Their mothers aren't saved. And I have to be the example. They are going to look to me to, well, you know, what kind of wife am I supposed to be? And these girls are, they're young. They're not set in their ways. So I can shape them and mold them any way I want to, basically. And it needs to be the right way. And even though I don't see them sitting there staring at me, they do watch and they do see.
Amen.
And I have to be very careful because I forget it. I think that, oh, you know, they're just teenagers and they go off in their little corner and they have their own little things. But that's not true. Yeah, that's not all that they do. They're wanting to get married and they need to see me as the example and at home. And also... some of my responsibilities are to help my husband do his job. And in Titus 1:6, it's talking about some of the requirements of an elder. It says, if any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. And how is my husband to be all these things if I can't help him, if I can't, you know, like some of the things that says, not soon angry. How is he not to be soon angry if I'm nagging him all the time and just frustrating him at home when, you know, And if he has to go talk to somebody, he's going to automatically want to just, yeah, you know, just be sharp. And I need to be set a calm atmosphere. Yeah. And all this is stuff, it's not stuff that I'm a perfection at. It's stuff that I work at every day and fail all the time. But something that I have to remember, and I ask also for your prayers on that, because it is hard. I get lonely. And... But I need to help him do his job because it's so important why he's there and what he does. I need to help him be a lover of hospitality. You know, my in-laws, their house, they have their business, so their house is wide open. And the young guys and the girls, they go in and out all the time. And I tell my husband, thank goodness they don't come to my house like that. But that's the wrong attitude. It really is. I'm not saying you have to put a sign, open house, and leave your door wide open. You need your privacy. But am I making them feel welcome to come into my house? You know, when they come in, I'm going, hola. You know, here you are again. You know, when are you going to leave? You know, and I know that I do that. I don't mean to, but I'm sure I do. And I shouldn't be that way. I need to be a lover of hospitality because it'll hinder him to want to invite people over to the house. Right. And I think we all need to be that way. Yeah. We need to be a lover of hospitality. And the wife isn't that way, then it makes it harder for your husband to be that way. As an elder's wife, I've learned a lot of things. I'm learning a lot of things. And one of those things is, as an elder's wife, I feel inclined to want to give him my wise advice on how I think he should run the church and so on and so forth. Because I am his wife, you know, and I think you need to do this or, you know, it's time to start. And like Brother Linda was saying this morning, he likes to be boss. He's a good boss. And I do too. I really do. And I was the older sister. I didn't even play a certain game with my sisters if I didn't say it was okay. I'm serious. They asked me, can we play this? Well, I don't know, you know. And so they only played with me unless I said it was okay. And if we played the game I wanted to play, we played. And same, you know, I was a manager for almost a year. Naturally, I was the boss, and I thought, well, when I get married, I can change all that. I won't be that way anymore. Well, then I got married, and it got more difficult, and I'm learning to just kind of keep my mouth shut, and these are decisions you make. And now, I can honestly say that it's wonderful that he makes these decisions, because if he does something wrong, I can stand back and say, you know, I didn't try to do this, he did it. Not that he's done anything yet, but, you know, I have the privilege to say that, you know, chastise him, I'll be with you. So, anyway, I love being a missionary's wife. I feel like it was a calling to me. A lot of the women didn't have that choice. Their husband got called and they left. Michael was already there. So amen. I chose to go over there. So even though I get lonely and I get discouraged every once in a while, but I need to remember how important my responsibilities are and what they mean to my husband, my child, and my God. And like it says in Colossians 3:22, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, and not unto men. Amen. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, amen. For ye serve the Lord Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you.